USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi are set to discuss a new coronavirus relief package on Monday. The Senate is back in session on Monday, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the floor this afternoon. Senator Ron Johnson is calling on the FBI to answer questions about a reported meeting between former Vice President Joe Biden and a senior official from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
The FBI has a duty to inform us. If they believe this is maybe, you know, Russian disinformation, they should give us a defensive briefing. Why did they sit on it? Are they covering up just because Hunter Biden might be engaged in things that also maybe should have been investigated and possibly prosecuted?
The Republican speaking there on Fox News, the Biden campaign has denied the meeting ever took place. USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
The Trump administration is confident that a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine could be just around the corner.
As COVID-19 cases in a number of U.S. states continue to rise, the Trump administration is asking Americans for a little more time and patience. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells NBC's Meet the Press that effective treatments are just on the horizon if Americans can help slow the spread of the virus.
We're so close. Hang in there with us. We are so close. We are weeks away from monoclonal antibodies for you, for safe and effective vaccines. We need to bridge to that day. So please just give us a bit more time of your individual responsible behavior of washing your hands, watch your distance, wear your face coverings when you can't watch your distance.
Voters continue to show up in massive numbers ahead of the November election. The U.S. Elections Project says more than 27 million people have early voted across the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A casket display outside a Brooklyn nursing home in New York had 6,500 copies of Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's new book dumped into it to represent the number of people who've died from the coronavirus due to his administration's policies regarding sick senior citizens. Back in March, the governor had a mandate that prevented nursing homes from turning away COVID-19 patients to protect the more medically feeble among them. The governor on Sunday saying his administration could have done a better job to protect nursing homes. As the coronavirus continues, many people are leaving cities in droves, including San Francisco. San Francisco's bleak economic vital signs over the past 6 months strongly suggest residents are leaving amid record job losses and people being able to work remotely.
If everyone's working from home, we need room for our Zoom calls. We need to make sure that our kid can sleep in the other room. And so there are all these reasons we suddenly need more space. And San Francisco has got to be about the worst place in the country to find square footage for your dollar. So these people are looking for bigger homes where working from home actually works.
Jeff Zucker, a real estate expert with Zillow.com. This woman's been trying to sell her condo since May to no avail.
Pre-COVID, I think we would have had a much better chance. Absolutely.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.